our report on the nominations that we're doing for shortlisting. So Kashifa can start.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good afternoon, members. Thanks to the team for helping us analyze and go through based on members' nominations this morning. In total, there were 33 candidates that were nominated. There was one duplication, number 95 and number 150 was nominated twice, but it's the same person. So in total, 33 nominations altogether. I will go through with members just to give you an idea of how we the candidates have ranked. So out of the 33, going from numbers who received the most nominations, number 166 received 8, 27 received 7, 84 received 7, 115 received 7, 120 received 7, 162 received 7, candidate number 160 received 6, candidate number 5 received 5, candidate 50, 5, candidate 134, 5, candidate number 29 received 4, candidate number 40 received 4, candidate number 51 received 4, candidate number 72 received 4, candidate number 112 received 4, candidate 122 received 4, candidate 124 received 4, candidate 88 received 3, 104 received 3, candidate 125 received 3, candidate 130 received 3. So up until those persons, candidate who received 3 gives us a total of 21. I'll go just for members' overall comprehensive understanding of what the nominations were. So candidate number 35 received 2. Candidate 73 received 2. Candidate 95 received 2. Candidate 137 received 2. Candidate 156 received 2. Candidate 167 received 2. The next set of candidates only received one nomination. Candidate 11 got 1. Candidate 15, 1. Candidate 38, 1. Candidate 48, 1. Candidate 55, 1. Candidate 101 received 1. So once we did an analysis, just focusing on the top 20, in other words, persons who received more than 3 nominations. So more than 3, more than 4, more than 5, 6, 7. What we have found is that out of the top 21, there was 19 females, of which one identified as transgender, 2 males. In terms of provinces, from the Gauteng province, we have 12. From the Northern Cape, 1. Western Cape, 2. Limpopo, 2. Eastern Cape, 1. Mpumalanga, 1. KZN, 1. In terms of our top 21 for persons with disabilities, there was 3. In terms of race, again, just looking at the top 21, in terms of race, Black African, 16, white, 3, colored, 1, and Indian Asian, 1. So that gives members a sense of, out of the 33, 12, 6 received only 2, and 6 received 1. But the 21, the top 21 received more than 3 votes. And I've tallied for members an indication per candidate number how many nominations each person received. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kashifa. Can we get, is there a hand for clarity? We wanted to shortlist 24. And if you look at the report that they are giving to us in terms of the results, up until number 21, those people were nominated by three candidate members. So from 22 up until 27, those ones were nominated by 2 members. So we'll have to make a decision, because from 28 to 33, those ones were nominated by one member. So what we need to do, as they were explaining, that candidate number, the one that it's the same person,
which was
95 months. Yeah, it was double nominated. So we'll have to they had to minus 2, and so that it can remain with 2. So we must take a decision on what do we do from those that is starting from number 22 to number 27, because all those are 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, and initially we wanted 24. I was thinking that maybe let's look at geographical spread, but unfortunately, all the provinces are represented, except one province, which is a free state. We didn't identify a candidate from Free State that can qualify for its election shortlisting. And then I was thinking maybe let's take another colored, but according to what I see, they are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They are 6. So it's either we end up at number 21, and we cut all those that have got 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, and 1, 1, 1. Or honorable members can also assist us on what do you think must happen. So that at least at the end of the day, we have the candidates. Because if you say, let's take number 22, 23, 24, it will be unfair for number 25, 26, and 27. Yeah? So, but we can be guided by yourselves, honorable members. What do you think must happen? Honorable Peter.
Thank you very much, Chair. Just perhaps a question on my side before I give a recommendation is, when we stop at 21, do we have an idea of what the demographics of those 21 people are based on that? And if it has been said, can it just be repeated quickly so that I can write it down? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mpiti. So for the top 21, in terms of Gauteng, 12, Northern Cape 1, Western Cape 2, Limpopo 2, Eastern Cape 1, Mpumalanga 1, KZN 1. Thank you.
And
and two transgender.
One transgender. So it's
16 African. Sorry, Chair. It was 16 African, 3 white, 1 colored, and 1 Indian Asian. Right? And then the females were 19, which with 1 female being transgender. And then it was 2 males. That's a composition of 21. Yeah.
So that's where we
would it be possible, because I think we should agree that the ones with 1 we leave them out totally, and we deal with the 6, 2, 4, 6 in terms of getting the 4 from the 6, but then would it be possible to get their demographics now in terms of provinces and race? So that, because if we could increase the provinces, then for me it would be better to get a more in terms of provincial representation. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Can they assist us?
Sure. So what I'll do is, in terms of candidates who scored 2, mm-hmm. I'll give you the candidate number and then indicate for that number their province, their gender, their race.
Okay.
So for candidate number 35. Candidate number 35 received 2, is a male from Gauteng, Black African, no disability. For candidate number 73, it's a female from the Western Cape, coloured, no disability. Candidate number 95, it's a female from Gauteng, Indian, no disability. Candidate number 137 is a male from the Western Cape, Black African, no disability. Candidate number 156 is a female from Gauteng, Black African, no disability. And then the last candidate, 167, also received 2, is a female from the Eastern Cape, Black African, no disability.
And Masiko.
Thank you, Chair. You know, after receiving all the information, I would like to say that I agree firstly with Honorable Masiko that the candidates who received only 1 should be left out, and that we focus on the numbers that Kashifa has just given us now. And my recommendation would be to accept number 73 and number 95, which would then allow us to have a more diverse candidates list, and also the fact that they are competent individuals based on the education that I've seen and also the sectors that they've been part of. That would be my recommendation, Chair. Thank you.
Okay. Number 73 and 95. Pete, it says number 73 and 95. Okay. The only thing which I learned. We are holding. Yeah, there was a.
Maybe, Chair, if number 73 and then number 95 comes in, maybe we can add 167 because she's from the Eastern Cape.
Oh, okay.
No, 137.
No, it's from Western Cape, 137.
Okay, start here, 073.
95.
95, 167.
Yeah, then we're done. 24.
Okay, Bazoba 24, yeah. 73, 95, and 167. Okay. Yeah, agreeing, eh? Okay. At least we have tried to balance the list. Yeah, and the others get but follow off. So we're having 24 candidates. Can I get a mover for the adoption of the numbers? The candidates that we've shortlisted? Can I get a mover, Masiko?
Thank you, Chair. I move for the adoption of the list, considering all the demographics have been accordingly catered for. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Masiko. Can I get a second?
Honorable Chair, I would like to second the recommendation of the names, sorry, of the numbers that we've just agreed upon. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mpiti, for secondment of the numbers that we just added now. And we have adopted our list now. So our list is duly adopted by all of us. We have 24 candidates, and the 24 candidates will be subjected to publication of their CVs in our parliamentary website. And again, they'll be subjected to screening by state security. They'll also gonna be subjected to verification of their qualifications. I'm sure honorable members, they did receive a form where they were informed, or Karen Sazamani informed Lele Batchela that you are going to screen them. Muntonga funu screena, yeah. So everyone is going to be screened, and any candidate that refuses to be screened, then it means it's automatic disqualification. So everyone that is shortlisted will their CVs will be publicized in our parliamentary website, but their identity will not be in that publication. Will be removed, and their contact numbers will be removed. So don't make that mistake. And then from the 30th of this month, we'll send out that publication. It will run for until the 16th of September. We are doing that for transparency and for allowing citizens to comment, and even civil society organizations to comment. So, you know, our parliament, it's an activist parliament, so everyone is allowed to look at the publication of those candidates of that list, so that we welcome all the public comments, and we'll deliberate on those public comments as the committee. So we'll see, our next sitting will be when, Congenial? Yeah. For the interviews. Okay. September, ne? Okay. So Gashesh, immediately is the figure. We are starting with our interviews. Zivala, we're starting with our interviews from the 21st. I think we're done with our shortlisting. Today. Yeah, Ms. Betty.
Chair, just in terms of the program, there's a virtual meeting. I just wanted to check that because that's going to happen virtually, and so that we can just arrange the situation. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Honorable Mpiti. Next week, on Tuesday, there's a virtual meeting. We are going to receive presentation from the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure on the of the lease agreement of the offices of the Department of Women, Youth, and Persons with Disabilities, and also of the CGE. If you remember, Chairperson, it was one of the resolution that was
taken. Well, the visual, your Public Works, obviously, and the physical. So that, you know, we're in one room and we make them to account La Pamguit. But it's if honorable members are comfortable with that, I don't have a problem. But it was going to be better for those that we said they must come in account, like the departments that you are going to invite, let's say Eastern Cape, those meetings must be physical. We don't want them to be visual. They must be physical. The departments must come and account here on the 21 kids that died in Enyo Bene Tavern. I get it that we are physical, Eastern Cape. Yeah. So we want them physical, those three departments. So that's why I'm going to tell us in. Yeah. Honorable Tonyane?
No, Chair, I just want to say I agree with you. If it's possible, can it please be physical? Because you know they have tendencies of a person just saying I'm offline when they are not offline. And then we end up not getting the answers that we need. And I also feel like that issue, I mean, since our last oversight, it still hasn't been resolved. And we really, really want to know why those issues haven't been resolved. So let them come physically. I'm sure they can be able to swing flights around and be able to come here to make sure that they account.
Yeah. With the next week one also, ne? Yeah, it's better. You know, it's better that way. But we have enough time. Lenta Wuti, Mr. Wuti, in network, load shedding and what. No. And it's very, now we are back at work. So we are allowed to convene our meetings physical. So let's be physical. Yeah, I think we are done with this one. Thank you very much, honorable members, for at least the work that we have done today. We have done justice. We have satisfied ourselves with the list. We have gone through the CVs, and we have looked at the demographics and geographical spread. We have looked at the race and the age. Those are the all those things have been considered by us. So continuity and we have looked at that. So fortunately, the current serving commissioners were also considered for continuity purposes and institutional memory. So I think we have covered that. Maybe let's deal with our minutes. I'm sure we'll finish by 2 o'clock, we'll be done. Nelly, minutes? For when?
from 10 to 11 until Saturday.
For when? I-off ne-mic. Hawe mhlolo, fanele ngiqale phansi manje. Sorry, my apologies. Honorable members, the minutes of the 3rd of June 2022, on that day we were adopting the program for this project that you were dealing with, in filling in the vacancies in the CGE. So members present are there. You can read yourselves, and apologies, you can read yourselves. We adopted our program that day. And then what else did you do? E-advert. We're adopting e-advert on the same day. We also adopted our application form, the form that we have sent the interested parties had to go to our link for them to access the form. So these were the things that we're doing that day. And what else? Yeah. So can we get any clarity-seeking question, matters arising, and corrections, or if there are any omissions? But as far as I read those minutes, we have not omitted anything. We have captured everything accordingly. So can I get hands from honorable members? Honorable Boni?
No, thank you, Chair. I would like to move for the adoption of the minutes as they reflect exactly the work of that particular day on the 3rd of June. So I would like to move for adoption. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Boni, for moving for the adoption of the minutes. Can I get a second? Honorable Mpiti?
Chair, I second the minutes of the 3rd of June.
Thank you very much. The minutes of the 3rd of June are duly adopted. Can we get the next sets of minutes? Wait, my father, my specs, Jingam. Ona ifakela ama specs njengami yabona mafunda laphela mina ngwafakela lokho ama specs but I can't work with mara ngikwazi kamba ngawo yo ngathi ngithi ngihamba ngathi ngidada ngikwazi ukufunda ngawo kuphela hayi kuhamba ngawo Tasnim, help, lady. What's that going on? Hello, among of you, you have shy IT. It's a little bit of a IT. Must be Miss LT. Must see who's a flight. I got a set of minutes. So, seven, what were we doing? Louis Fontiago Footy. But since I'm going to date. Yes, Karatala. Let's deal with the minutes of the 7th of June. Okay, the minutes of the 7th of June 2022, was about a briefing by the National Youth Development Agency on their fourth quarterly report for 2021-2022. And we're receiving also an audit and risk committee report on its second, third, and fourth quarter report for 2021-2022. So those were the members who were present in the meeting. Go down. That's page one. Any correction to page one? Any omission? 2, 3, 1. Page two. Yeah, consideration and adoption of the previous minutes. Yeah.
Is it reports or minutes?
It's minutes.
Minutes and reports. There was a report on IREP. Okay. And there was the one for a petition that was submitted by the petition. It's in the open report.
When?
Six.
Six of it?
Seven.
Oh, okay. No, it's fine. Okay, go down, Neil. I'm going to. Oh. Okay, put ear down, meaning ear down. Okay, my brother. Oh, okay. Yeah, pants. I'm going to, as and when we read, we go through these reports. Ninam 7 is going to correct. Okay. Matanda. Oh. Okay. Oh. The position of what? It's in the committee also asked the, what does the position of what? I can't read that to it. Wenzan, Mobiel, Valalin, Lapin, Buzakon. You know, I left up your. Yeah, puzzle.
Don't
tell him
it's just 1 year.
Yeah. We have one vacancies.
Also, also ask what does the position of in
for what is that?
Why the number
of positions that have to be one? Yeah, bullet number two. Kulama vacancies. Oh, Infomedia, Roy.
It's what they had in the presentation.
Yeah, it's spelling less. Is it informidiary? It's spelling less. He's saying it's doubt.
Yes,
Jesse.
That's
how
we appeared
in the presentation.
Maybe that's why we even asked.
Yes. Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
just on 5.2.10, you know, I think I also raised it in this meeting about 5.2.10.
Okay.
I was saying, you know, remember we had a commitment that we would meet the yes team through the CEO of the NYD. I don't know if honorable members remember. But it was, I also raised it again to say that when is the yes team or the yes program team is coming to our committee so that we can just understand what's going on with the program. So I think I did mention it again. So it's one of the things that needs to be part of that point.
Yeah, I think we need to it's a pity when can we fit them in so that you can write to the CEO? Because even ourselves, we wanted to understand. If I remember, we wanted to understand what are they doing? Tasnim and Christelle, you seem like you are lost. You don't remember. You are trying to recall.
No, Che, I was just thinking we are seeing them in the first, like for the first week of the next quarter for the quarter one. Then they could present it then.
Okay. Mm. So we'll invite them there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, include that in our agenda. It's fine. Okay. Thanks, Honorable MPT. Let's go down. When the font is shy, yeah, pants got. Mabamangati Lunise was a little shy, is it? Business mentorship training. I lately, we funded my minister. National Youth Services, is this the only thing that we will raise with them? This is the only thing. Okay. Yeah, Pansy Footnail. We should pay like. I collaboration with the department. Go down. I lay in jail. Yeah, pass. Yeah, not a yes program. Tumor, Matala. Yeah. You're right. The yes thing. Everyone, I'm Pete. Yes, program lab. Yeah, it's fine. Go down. I will. yeah, what did the must come to the committee? Hamanik, yeah, pants. Yeah, and if I get you, I have my resolutions, which my recommendations, that yes team must come to the portfolio committee and make a presentation on the work that they are doing. Yeah. Can I get a mover for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Masondo.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would like to make a adoption of the meaning as through reflection what transpired in that meeting.
Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'd like to second. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much, honorable members. The minutes of the 7th, ne? You can't. Yes, Maratokos. Thank you very much, honorable members. The minutes of the 7th of June have been duly adopted. Any other minutes?
No.
So, apparently, one. So, Sisere Langawa is all now, when I'm lunch, yeah, we should go to the next meeting. Give Fanesso adopt a lank. No, no problem. I see Bong and Lenny gave it to Sivensin Sevens, Sabonga cool. Thank you very much, honorable members. We are done with our shortlisting. We are now going to face, I don't know what, because, you know, when we are dealing with interviews, we'll be having another meeting, honorable members, where we'll be preparing for the questions and so forth. But also, you can also write your own questions. Especially for what we have discussed yesterday. Because we'll start with that meeting first before the day of the interviews. Angit? Or Sienzexen? Oh. So, I'm going to get the meeting. Honorable members, thank you. Siyabongela, the meeting is adjourned. Ngoba sengiyabona nokhuluma ngamaflight. Asibonge ini meeting if I leave. Yeah, you can cut.
Honorable members, just one announcement. Next week, Tuesday, is the 30th of August. And according to the program, there's a sitting next week. I don't think transport will be arranged for members to pick them up from their various park. Thank you.